Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hey, thanks so much. Nice to have you back with us, everybody. Welcome aboard. This is Doug Llewellyn, and it's my pleasure to be with you. And hey, look, the Pittsburgh medium is back with us today. Her name is Carol Collins. She's been doing a very special series of broadcasts here with us on Close Up Talk Radio. This is the third one in a row, and every time I talk to Carol, I learn not just a little, but a lot more about this amazing world of the abilities of someone who has psychic abilities. We, you know, we talk to occasional psychics. I find it pretty amazing, and I am in awe of what they can do. Carol is kind of different in that she is a trace channel. She's known as the Pittsburgh medium, and she is, the best way to put it is, and she describes it that way, she's the original channel of Yeshua. And Yeshua is a collective of spiritual beings who teach the essential material through her. So if she does a reading for you, it's not actually her that is giving you the information. The information is coming from this collective group of spiritual beings called Yeshua, and they communicate through her. She is essentially almost in a trance-like state, and they are speaking. You're hearing her voice. It changes a little bit, but still, she's not talking to you. It's the people on the other side who are talking to you, and I find that really pretty amazing, pretty fascinating. It's hard to believe. I understand that. It is hard to believe, but it's for real, and Carol Collins is, I mean, you know, she is so legit. I mean, look, she's a graduate of Georgetown. She's a graduate of Gonzaga. You don't find too many psychics with backgrounds and credits like that to their name. And it's very interesting how she got into this. I can let her explain. We'll bring her on, let her tell you very briefly. For those of you who have not heard her before, and I know there are a lot of you out there who don't know anything about this field, so we'll give you a little recap. And then we'll go into this whole thing of getting readings from her. She does a lot of things. She teaches. She does private readings. She does what are known as chakra attunements. If you're interested in learning, you know, she does group readings, by the way. She does so many different things that that can be very amazing, and it's a whole new career for her. This is not something she's been doing for a long, 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 long time, you know. It came about really a couple of years ago in 2019 when it all started for her, and now look at her. She has people coming to her, calling her from literally all over the world who want her help. And, you know, they're looking to find answers to things, and she's able to do it. Or maybe it's better to say Yeshua enables her to do it. All right, let's bring her on now. Once again, her name, Carol Collins. If you're interested, you want to follow along with us as we go on, the website you can go to is thepittsburghmedium.com. That's easy. You can remember that, thepittsburghmedium.com. All right, Carol Collins, welcome back. Nice to have you with us today on, I assume it's a nice day in Pittsburgh. Am I right? You okay?
It is. It is. It's a little cooler today than it has been. It's 70s, but it's a beautiful day. And thank you for having me again. This is a lot of fun.
Look, it's a pleasure. I love to learn, and we all learn from you. As I just mentioned, you know, you haven't been doing this forever. This is something relatively recent for you. Tell me a little bit about how you fell into it. By the way, so let's start. What were you doing before all of this happened for you? I know you had a full career. You went to Georgetown, you went to Gonzaga. What were you doing?
Yeah. I was an IT program manager for DOD contractor, and I was teaching leadership development in addition to that. So I was, you know, 20-year, I was an 8-year veteran of the Marine Corps. I was a 20-year veteran of IT project and program management, and I was a 10-year veteran of teaching leadership development, and I was going to school for that and at Georgetown and both Gonzaga, as you mentioned. And, you know, what else was I doing? I was living life. You know, I have 3 grown children. I was in a relationship. And the relationship took a downturn as, you know, there's people that experience that I'm a regular person in addition to being a channeler. But, you know, this time I just did something different, and I packed up everything. I moved out of state, and I just isolated myself. And when I did, I, you know, there's a long series of things that happen. You know, everybody's got a nice long story, but I'll just give you the synopsis. Is I, by way of just isolating myself and feeling bad for myself, going into a little bit of depression and just trying to figure out what my next step was going to be, I found Abraham Hicks, and I found Abraham, and by way of Abraham, I found my own team of guides, and meditation found me, and then trance channeling found me, and it found me by way of face spelling first, which I find is just a delightful component to my own awakening story. It is very, very similar to how Esther got her start, and so, you know, having been introduced to meditation from Abraham and Abraham speaking through Esther and having that same starting point, it just makes me have a very, I guess, soft spot for both Esther and Abraham. But this was in 2019, March 20th, 2019, yeah. Coming out of meditation. My face just started, it moved to the left, and then words began to be written in the air in cursive. It was not just random words, and it wasn't just a letter. It was information about creation, about my life's purpose, about who was speaking through me. They gave me personal guidance, and it was pages and pages and pages and pages on just that first afternoon. So it's when it blossomed big.
Let me ask you, before all of this happened for you, did you have any kind of interest in this field? Were you one who had gone to psychics earlier in your life for a reading? Did you know anything about this, or was this all really kind of totally new to you when it began?
No, it was brand new. It was brand new. I was more intellectual. I grew up in a household of five kids and my parents. We were Catholic and went to church every Sunday. Did not engage in metaphysics stuff. It wasn't a topic. It wasn't taboo exactly, but it wasn't a topic that we discussed. It wasn't something that we pursued. We didn't do psychic fairs or visit metaphysical type of bookstores. It was just a regular mainstream family. And I really didn't know anything about channeling. I did, of course, know about clairvoyant mediums and tarot reading, and, you know, all of that was kind of understood that existed in the world. I did not have a very high trust level in reading, so that wasn't something that I engaged in. But, you know, it was one of those things that just found me. I did have, during that period of you know, deep isolation, was my first time having a few readings. And they were very short phone readings, and I was trying to get information from my grandparents. I felt very strangely all of a sudden this need to have conversation with my grandparents. And I thought, there must be somebody that can have information that I need. And I had exhausted, I think, my friends, or at least thought I did, with, you know, just the downturn of relationship life. Nobody wants to burden their friends and family with that for too long. So that was my first time reaching out. Now, interesting note, I did have one reading, and the gentleman told me that Los Olas Boulevard would be very important to me and that I would find it in Florida. That was in 2018, and in 2019, my daughter and I went on a cruise, and as we pulled up to the port, I noticed the street sign of the port, and it was Los Olas Boulevard, and all of that came flooding back to me, and that was very meaningful to have had a reading that provided some accuracy in a street name, you know, but it's names and phrases and things like that. People really want that to be accurate. I had not found that in the other couple of readings that I had, but and so I gave up on it. And then, you know, it was just one of the things that made me say, channeled readings are accurate, there was a draw to it. You know, listening to Abraham and the guidance and the wisdom that poured through, I had no idea that is what was in store for me. But I think I understand now why I didn't pursue psychic fairs and metaphysical fairs and things like that. I just never found it to be anything more than just for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do run into that now. I do give readings every day of the week now. And I do run into that. There are skeptics, and rightfully so, but channeled readings are something that's altogether different. And I like how you introduced Yeshua today. It is not me conveying information the way a traditional clairvoyant mediumship reading would be. I do
right.
have images, phrases, words, voices, physical sensations that occur in every channeled session, but I'm not conveying those. The words that, it's like a supplemental activity that's happening. The words that are being conveyed are being done at the request of Yeshua. They teach all the mechanics of it, but I have no idea what is going to be said. I hear it for the first time as my clients hear it. And, that's kind of an interesting point. It's also how my books have been written. So I have a number of books, three of which are coming out this fall, and they were all dictated by Yeshua through video. And it's a delight to have had them provide so much content for the world to read.
That sounds very interesting indeed. What do the books cover? What do they explain?
Intuitive development is the first one. It's called Ocularity of the Mind, and it provides the foundation of who your non-physical teachers are. You know, the world calls them your guide, and that's a good term for it because they do guide you in your life's path. And it goes through thinking patterns and unconscious beliefs and how we have closed down our communication ability with the spirit realm and how it's supposed to be natural and normal and consistent. The thing is, the world just doesn't believe enough that we are being guided and that they are available and that they are intelligence beings that are wanting to be more prevalent in our lives. So that's book one, Ocularity of the Mind. Book two is Mind-Body Connection. It is advancement of the first book, and then the third is Manifestation of the True Self, and goes into energy healing and how you can really change your life. If you change your thought patterns, your life gets better. Change your thought patterns and do chakra work, and your life can alter significantly for the better.
What do you know about Yeshua?
I know what they tell me. I know that they are master level beings. They have completed their lifetimes. They no longer incarnate. I know that there's a number of them, 30, 40, 50. I don't know the exact number. I know that they are entity beings, meaning that they have accumulated a number of lifetimes. Some of the numbers that are given to me are somewhere between 300 and 500 lifetimes, and that their learning about the world has completed, and they have moved on to expert-level guardianship, and that they are also teachers and healers. And they have written a number of books, and when they dictate those books, they are reading their books out loud through me, and they're captured on video, and then I transcribe them, and then the world has their book. So they are eloquent, exquisite intelligence that come through the dimensions to help the world's population. And it's just something that I...
I was going to ask, when you say this is done through video, explain that to me.
Okay.
Are you looking?
So
are you seeing them?
I don't see them. I see myself. I do not have external sight. It is the one ability that I have not acquired yet. But I sit down in my video room and I turn my camera on. I take a nice easy breath or two and I feel the air around me gets kind of thick. And it's this swirling kind of sensation that I feel. Not a dizzy sensation, but like the air is kind of swirling gently around me. mostly around my neck. And then they introduce themselves and begin to speak. The books themselves are lengthy, 150 to 200 pages, and they are error-free. The content is error-free. I have to paginize and create paragraphs and correct some punctuation because of the auto transcription, but the content itself is expertly written, and there's very minimal, just some formatting errors that are done by auto transcription. So it's a video camera, and I videotape myself channeling to capture the words out loud, and then I upload it to a website, and it takes care of the auto transcription. And the books themselves have all been written in about 6 days each, so a full length, on average 175, 180 page book, written in 6 days. The shortest one is 10 hours. The longest one is 20. And whole and complete, cover to cover.
Wow.
In 6 days. Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. This is a drink. Who is credited as the author of the book?
I credit them as the author of the book. I say I am Carol Collins, the original channel for the Yeshua Collective, and I put the manuscript together and submitted it to my publisher. But they are absolutely the authors of the book.
All right. Now, let me explain to everybody that you are known as the Pittsburgh Medium. You have a great website. I would assume if people go to that website, they can get information on the books and order the books through the website, as well as they would be Amazon and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yeah. The books will be on the website shortly. They're all in queue at the publisher to be out starting, it looks like mid-October, the first one, and then they'll roll out in succession all before the holidays, which is great news for me and for everybody. And, yes, so my YouTube channel is The Pittsburgh Medium. My Facebook site is The Pittsburgh Medium. My Instagram is The Pittsburgh Medium. My website is The Pittsburgh Medium. And, yeah.
You are The Pittsburgh Medium.
I am The Pittsburgh Medium.
No question about that.
As a consciously aware verbal trance channel, I'm a medium, and I do it in the style of trance channeling.
What's amazing is they picked you to communicate through. Why do you suppose they picked you? Any idea?
Yeah, they tell me that it was a soul plan, a birth intention. You know, it's so interesting when people ask that question, because it's one of the questions that gets asked in my readings so often. What is my life's purpose? Am I on the right track? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I in the right career? Am I in the right relationship? What am I supposed to be doing? What do my guides want me to know? And those are some of the same questions that I asked in the beginning as well. And they told me very directly, Carol, you built in to be a channel again. I've done it in a few lifetimes in a row. It's one of the reasons why it popped overnight as easily as it did. And the main thing that I built in to do, evidently, was to allow my team of guides to write books through me. And if I wanted to take it further and broader than that, then they would allow it. And I do. I enjoy being up on stage. I love mass media, and I love large open forums. And so they have put together several what they call the essential material, the four pillars of learning, and they've put together different workshops to bring people together for them to be able to teach and answer questions. So the powerfulness of source energy is a two-day workshop when I'm doing it in person in a ballroom-type setting in a conference room, hotel, theater. And it's a five-day, shorter increments, but 5 days, when I'm doing things that are a little bit more vacation-like. So, for instance, next March, I have a cruise workshop, and it's the powerfulness of source energy, and it's split into 5 segments. 1 day for each of the 4 pillars, and then 1 day that's dedicated to Q&A the whole time. Everybody will get every question they want asked, and then I also treat everybody to a cocktail reception on the first night. So it's a great time.
And what goes those readings? Are these people interested in learning how to do what you do, or are they just fascinated to learn more about the whole subject in general and have readings by you, you know?
Yeah, readings are every subject. They've never turned down a topic. So if you can think of a question, it's allowed to be asked. And they do give medical information, and they give predictions. They give timing. They tell you what's coming up for you and why. They tell you when there's several different pathways, that things are either absolute or not absolute, and they tell you how you can change what is coming towards you. If you don't like what is manifesting, they tell you what you can do, what you can implement to change the course of events, and that's always nice. They give you the whys and the whys not, the why nots. That's why I say channeled readings are the only readings to have, because it takes the guesswork out of it. It takes the psychic work out of it. And psychic is by way of telepathic draw from the world, from another person. So telepathic is pulling information from another person. You can have a lot of fun at parties with that, but you can't get any guidance. Channeled conversation, clairvoyant
right.
conversation is always with the guide team in the spirit world. So channeled means no influence from the human mind. There's no influence from my mind. If there's something that they want to say, they get to say it, and they say it at the pace that is right for the person that is paying for the reading. Now, the workshops, those are altogether different. Those are teachings from the Yeshua Collective, and they've put all of my workshops together. They've designed them. They have created the material. I create the flyers, and they create all of the content, and they identify where and when and how long and all the parameters to it. So I just say they give the best business guidance that there is available. They're the best therapists. They're the best advisors. They're infinite intelligence is what they are.
I was just going to ask you, to the best of your knowledge, how accurate is the information that they give to the person who's having the reading?
I have validation in every reading. Every reading. They're predictions, and they're very clear about predictions. And they say, this is what you are manifesting, and sit back and just let it float by because there's nothing you can do. Or this one is incomplete. There's different pathways. There's different things that you can do here. You still have time to change the course of events. And then they give very, very detailed guidance on what to do for how long so that you get the outcome that you're wanting. They talk about meditation all the time. But in every reading, there's physical behaviors, physical description, there's family nuances, there's behaviors, there's, you know, personality traits a lot. That are, it's just uncanny, the type of evidence that comes through. It's always accurate.
You know, you are known as a trace channel, and you say this is the most effective kind of reading to have, which brings up the question, are there a lot of other people like you who do what you do, and do they have their own groups of Yeshuas advising
yeah.
and, you know, speaking through them? How about that?
Yeah. Trance channel. So I'll just correct the pronunciation on that. Trance channel is T-R-A-N-C-E, not T-R-A-N-S. It's trance. It's going into an altered state of the mind. And there's some incredibly wonderful work out there on consciousness studies and some other things that really bring to the forefront what the capabilities of the mind are. A trance state can be very deep or very light. Some people might remember Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce was a very deep trance channel. He appeared to be sound asleep. And then there are those of us that are wide awake, standing up, eyes open. We can walk around and the words still flow out, and the teachings keep coming and keep coming. And there's interaction between me and the audience. There's eye contact, there's handshaking, there's, you know, an awareness. But it's still in a trance state. And what that means is there's nothing weird about it. It simply means that the human being's inner mind has quieted itself to such a degree that it allows the guide or the guide team to ask the mind if they can speak out loud using the vocal cords. So they simply ask to move the vocal cords, and if the person's mind is quieted enough, it's allowed. If not, then they revert back to clairvoyant mediumship, and they tell the mind what they would like said, and then the person hears it or sees an image. So trance channeling is accurate because the guide team, your loved one, whomever steps forward to have a conversation, they say what they want to say in the way that they want to say it, at the pace that needs to be said for the other person to get it. They also do energy work at the same time and work on cleaning out the etheric pipes. Some people might know what that is. It's something that they teach all the time. I say they have the most accurate information and the most powerful information on manifesting that there is available. They combine law of attraction plus energy work, and they weave it together in such a way that it is digestible, implementable, and they really bring in logic. Sometimes they use props, and they really explain things to people in a way that they're undeniably, they are teachers. They have a way of expressing things so that you walk away and you feel as though you were taught something. But they do field questions, and I think I love that the most. Every December, I have an event, and that one is free of charge. It's a three-hour event, and it's all Q&A, and proceeds go to the Toys for Tots Foundation. I'm a former Marine myself, and so that charity is near and dear to me. So that's coming up in December, and that's on my website as well. That event is called Our Knowing. I do it once a month, and that December version of it is the freebie. But otherwise, it's a small fee to join in for 2 hours, and just it's question after question. And the beings that step forward on those events, they answer questions for the entire 2 hours nonstop. And that one's a lot of fun. So there's readings as an option. There's a chakra attunements that are an option. Those are private sessions with Yeshua. There's workshops that are available. There's the cruise that I can't wait for. That one is on Celebrity Beyond in March. And then, of course, the books are coming out for the holidays. The Our Knowing is my online event. It's 2 hours once a month, and it's Q&A. So if a 30-minute or 60-minute reading is a little more than you want to spend, or if it's a question that you don't think you need 30 minutes for, then the Our Knowing event is a very good option. It's a mere $55 for 2 hours to have your guide team answer your questions verbally. And I guide people to all of those, but I got to say, these books are pretty exciting for me. I'm first time publishing their material, so that's fun. So three will be out this fall. I've also been involved in a.
You're a busy lady. You are a busy lady, my dear. You know, we've gone through the half hour here. I've kind of let you just talk and explain what you do and how you do it. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our audience has learned a lot. I haven't peppered you with questions because you've been more interesting than the questions would have been. You've explained a lot, and I thank you for taking the time to do this, Carol. Carol's going to be back again next week. It's another part of the series of broadcasts she's doing with us, and boy, I tell you, if you listen to these, you're going to learn a lot about this subject. There are more questions I have to ask. More things I'd like to know, but it's a fascinating world. And boy, Carol, your life has changed since 2019. It turned it upside down, didn't it? It sure has. All right, folks, that's it for now. The Pittsburgh Medium, that's where you need to go for more information on everything that Carol does. And then back here next week, same time, same station, as they used to say. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that's it for today. See you next week. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.